You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
Your come and save her. Let her believe it, get on her knees and pray her. Then pray her and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good. And it's so hard to do right when you do wrong. When I turn right, but you turn all the way.
Hensha, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima. Energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
Homeschoolers. Oh, my name is Dr. Dawn Karima, and I'm really excited that we get to spend time like this together. I love homeschooling, and I love talking about homeschooling and thinking about homeschooling. And in fact, I have a podcast, an award-winning podcast. It's called Conversations with Dawn Karima. And you can tell how much I love homeschooling because we keep having episodes about homeschooling, even though that's not really the topic of the podcast. But I love homeschooling, and I want you to love homeschooling. I want you to look back on these days when they reminisce over you. I want you to say these were the best days of our lives. I mean it. I want you to love parenting. I want you to love homeschooling. I've even turned into a person that encourages other people to homeschool. Right. Like, I mean, this course, yes, but also teaching other homeschooling courses and homeschool conference speaking and my friends, I'm all like, hey, have you thought of homeschooling? And now they are. Yeah, because I really love it. I love what it really means to our children and to their future, that we've given them the best possible, highest amount of love that we possibly can. I mean, they've spent every moment being infused with our love, our strength, our hopes and dreams and vision. And then they can take that out into the world, college and university and work and military, whatever they want to do. But they have a firm foundation of being loved. The foundation of homeschooling is that we love them. That's the foundation. The curriculum, the data, the facts, the information, all of that is part of a giant love letter that's saying to them, I love you. I love you so much that I don't want you to go through certain things. I don't want you to be bullied. I don't want you to get sick repeatedly. I don't want you to be afraid and alone. I don't want you to experience ableism or misogyny or racism or prejudice. I mean, these things may happen in life, but I don't want to put you in a full stream of them every day. I want to protect you. I want to love you. I want to recognize you and respect you as a person. What are your special interests, your gifts, your talents? I want to see you, even if a system cannot. I want that for you. Oh, I want that for you. I want that for your children and our children. I want them all to know we love them. This is a love letter. This is an act of love. We're not punishing you by homeschooling you. We're blessing and encouraging and uplifting and illuminating and loving you by homeschooling. We want you to have the best life possible. We want you to have everything that you've ever wanted. And we believe that homeschooling will help you to do that. And so this is just sort of a mini and encouraging cheerleading moment for you, that this is a love for your child and you're showing and sharing it this way. Let me explain this too, and I hope it'll be a blessing to you. When somebody gets a new house, they have a housewarming party or they have a housewarming and everybody sends them gifts or comes to see the new house and they look at the curtains and they look at the decorations. Oh my goodness, this wallpaper is so nice. This marble and granite is so beautiful. Oh, hardwood floors. Oh my goodness. Oh, wow. Look at this beautiful home. But that's not the most important part of the house. The most important part of the house, nobody makes a big deal about. And that's the foundation. The foundation. I've never had anybody say, come over and see the foundation they just poured of my new house. I've never come over and have a party and eat dinner and have snacks because we had a foundation poured on our house. And yet that's the strongest and most important part of the house. If the foundation doesn't hold, the house doesn't hold. If the foundation is faulty, if it has cracks in it, if it's not straight or even, the whole house is out of balance. It's rickety. And yet the foundation is underrated. People have interior designers come in and tell them what colors to put up and what kind of lights they should put up and what kind of art they should put up and what kind of things they should do. When we give somebody a gift, it's for the bedroom. Oh yes, here's some new bed and a bag linens, or here's towels for your bathroom, or oh, I bought you the cutest little plaque for your kitchen. You've never seen anybody say, I'm going to give you some money toward a strong foundation, or I'm going to come over and see your foundation. No. They pour it, and yet everything about the foundation determines everything that happens next. Nothing goes right if the foundation is wrong. And that's why the foundation of homeschooling, to be a happy homeschooler, has to be love. It can't be fear. It can't be worry. It can't be confusion. It can't be mayhem. Foundations of homeschooling must be rooted in love. And love always has some companions. There's some people that travel in love. There's some love is a pack. Like there's some things in life that come with love. When you do something out of love, and love is the foundation for what you are doing, guess what comes with it? Peace. Nothing missing, nothing broken, just peace. It's not chaotic, it's not mayhemic. You can have incidents and things that happen, but the whole tenor, the tone of it, if it's rooted and grounded in love, peace is a partner. Wisdom. Wisdom is knowing what to do, when to do it, how to do it. Wisdom comes with love. When we love someone, we will work until we find it. We will work until we solve it. We will work until we answer it. We will make that effort for them because we love them. I've had people over the years ask me to homeschool their children. And I mean, they've offered to pay me, and would you please homeschool my children? And no. Because I'm homeschooling mine out of a great love for them. And I love your children too. But the kind of homeschool presence, the kind of homeschool mama I want to be is all encompassing. That's my children. When love is the foundation, peace comes, wisdom comes, but something else comes, and that's joy. Joy. When I see homeschool parents and they look like they have just been to a root canal, right? I mean, they look, oh, they're just, I know that they're missing the joy. And joy is not happiness because happiness is conditional. We say happy homeschoolers, and I certainly want that for you, but I also want you to have joy. Joy is that calm delight down in your spirit that no matter what is happening around you, you just feel that joy. Joy will empower you even when you're not having any fun. Like it's really a tough lesson and everybody's trying to get to it, but yet you can do it and smile and be kind and warm while you do it because you have a joy in your heart. And I want that for you. And that comes with love. You know what else comes with love? And it's a winner. It's one I really like to talk about. Unity. Unity. When you are homeschooling out of a love in your heart, and love is the foundation for your homeschool, then love becomes how your homeschoolers learn. They learn out of love. They're not learning because they're afraid you're going to yell at them. They're not learning because they have to. They're not just sitting there tolerating it until you stop. They are loving you. You are loving them. That is unity, peace, wisdom, joy, unity. Those are all things that come with love as the foundation. We're homeschooling because we love our children enough to give time out of our lives. You can buy a lot of things. You can go get some more money. You can earn some more money. You can make some more money. But time, that's all there is. And you're giving your time to your homeschoolers, your loved ones, because you want them to have the best learning environment for them and for their personality and who they are and who you see that they can be. I love my children. I love them. I love them so much that I want to be their mother in every situation. And that includes the academic and educational one. When love is the foundation of your homeschool, two things will happen to you. You will love homeschooling, and your homeschoolers will love being homeschooled. So take a few minutes and find all the places in your homeschool journey that you can infuse love. Where can you make your homeschool a loving homeschool? Make your homeschoolers feel loved more than they already are. Where can you make you feel loved? And when you fill your homeschool with love, you will truly have happy homeschoolers. I'm Dr. Dawn Karima, and I'll see you next time. I'm so happy to see you, and I love spending time with you, and I'm glad we get to be together like this. How are you doing? Okay. Well, one of the most important things I'm going to teach you right now is to take your temperature. No, don't grab a thermometer. I don't mean your forehead or your ear. I mean your temperature internally. It's very important for us as homeschoolers that we know how we're feeling, that we know where we are today. And we also know where our children are. What are we doing? How are we doing today? You know, if you get up and there's been a family loss or a tragedy or grief or something, heaven forbid, that might not be the day to start new curriculum. But we've got to take our temperature. We've got to know what it is that we're doing, and we've got to know how we're feeling about it. There's sometimes when you just wake up and you're like, this is wonderful. I can't wait to get started. I'm ready to learn, as my children say. I'm ready to learn. And there are other days when something is happening. Maybe it's a news headline, breaking news. Maybe it's an event, right? A natural event, a disaster, or a good thing. I don't know. Sometimes even good things bring a lot of change to homeschool. New babies, new pets, new house, you move to a new home, the holidays, they can change things too. So it's important for us as happy homeschoolers to take our temperature. And sometimes you can't just be so focused on the curriculum or focused on your own agenda that you just push forward no matter what. You've got to think to yourself, okay, I want my child to love learning. I want them to love me and to love life. I love them. Let's take our temperature. That's a skill that they don't teach you in the curriculum. The curriculum says, this is what we're doing on Tuesday, and this is what we're doing on Wednesday. But I think if you learn to take an internal temperature, you will help your own homeschool to be a happy homeschool. Think about if you go to the doctor. If you go to the doctor with anything, I mean, you can go to the doctor and you're like, well, I have a broken leg. And they're like, well, let's take your temperature. You're like, oh, okay, right? Why? Because that tells them something about you. I mean, it tells them if you have a fever, it tells them if perhaps you have an infection, it tells them we don't want anything of these things to ever happen to you, but it tells them a lot. It can even tell them that everything's just fine. Like, I took your temperature, you don't have a fever. Okay. So, if you take an internal temperature as part of your homeschool, what happens right away is you realize where everybody is. Where's everybody, including you? Right? I mean, if this is a day that you should try something new and potentially challenging. If this is a day where maybe we should have a review because everybody's kind of sluggish, you know. I always talk to people about this right after the holidays. We homeschool year round because we love it and we want to do it. But you don't have to. And if you don't, that's okay. But let's say the morning after the Thanksgiving holiday. Is everybody just gung-ho to learn? Are they just like, yay, let's learn? Or are they like, oh, kind of sluggish and oh, they've had a few days off? And well, maybe that's a good day for a review, right? Just go back to whatever you were doing before the holiday started and do a little review and kind of warm up and get everybody's mind ready. Maybe it's a day when you have more movement breaks or a day that you have some face time or some socialization in a different way. Maybe it's a day that we go outside, do some nature study, right? I'm trying to protect you with this piece of advice. Take your temperature. Take your temperature. Yes, your children, we do check on because we're always going to check on them. They come first. We're always going to be concerned about them. But we have to take our own temperature too. We have to know if we're up to teaching this new thing today. We have to know if we're distracted because a family member's not doing well, or we're distracted because a friend just lost their job and we're concerned about them, then that's going to come out. Take your temperature. Take your temperature. Yeah, I can't handle this today. We're going to have a review. Or maybe we'll do this in small pieces and we'll try to, I don't know. We'll do something a little bit different, you know, that day. Take your temperature and then be honest about what you find. Yeah. If you're just frustrated and angry and filled with bitterness and resentment, then you need to work on you that day, right? You don't want that seeping into your children through impatience and unkindness. And sometimes I think as homeschoolers, we are overachievers, naturally, most of us anyway. And so it's very hard for us to admit that we need a break or that we're tired or that we feel we're not doing well today. We just push on ahead, press on, right? But if we take our temperature and are honest about what we find, we'll know today is a great day to start a new class in something. Today is a great day to do something wonderful. Today is a great day for us to try something new. And then sometimes I'm just going to tell you, you're going to find out it's not a great day. Or I don't want to today. Or I can't today. I just don't have the ability today. I mean, this is really hard for some folks to do. And it's hard for me to do sometimes, to admit that I have limitations. Yeah. But here's the thing. If you don't limit you, life will limit you. So before you have a day that is terrible, why don't you just take your temperature? Just take your temperature. Just say, you know what? Good morning to me. What am I doing today? How do I feel today? What am I doing today inside? Right? Am I distracted? Am I focused? Am I energetic or am I exhausted? Am I worried or am I wonderful? Am I on a continuum? See, some things aren't just polar opposites. Sometimes it's like, well, I feel pretty okay right now, but this situation means I might not feel that great this afternoon. So we better do our learning right now. We do all our homeschooling first thing when we wake up. We don't even do a whole lot of formalities or anything. It's like breakfast, homeschooling, and we do it because that's when everyone is ready to learn and fresh and all of that. I tried doing it in the afternoon because I'm not a morning person. And oh boy. So afternoon is time for the PALS classes and the virtual socialization and co-op classes and things like that. But we do our basic learning, our real actual subject learning in the morning. I'm not saying you should do that, but I'm saying I took my temperature, but I also had to take my children's temperature. And that's the next part of this. You know, I take my temperature and I think I'm not a morning person. I think I should teach this in the afternoon. And I take their temperature and they're like ready to learn in the morning. And by the afternoon, it's like, what? Bleak, you know? And so I had to then decide, what will I do with this temperature? And that's the next thing I want you to think about. When you take your temperature and you're honest about it, you take the temperature spiritually, emotionally, socially, physically, I don't mean a thermometer. I mean, just as you kind of do an inventory, right? In our culture, we call that the four sacred bodies, right? Your mind, your emotions, your physical body, your mental health. How are they all working together? And when they're working together in a good way, we call that a good mind. And so a good mind, and that's not a judgment on anything. It's not any ableism at all. It's just letting us know that, are you in balance? Are you balanced today? Right? I know that there's certain days that I'm going to be a little out of balance physically. Right? And so that's not a day I should expect a whole lot of patience, you know, right? From myself. I might be a little, you know, not as up to my usual standards. And so we're not talking about judging yourself or criticizing yourself or anybody else. We're talking about knowing yourself. And so today, everybody is bouncing off the walls because it's the day before a holiday or something like that. Well, that's a good day for movement breaks. It's a good day to go outside. Today, everyone's a little bit distracted because something has happened and we're a little bit worried about it and all. Maybe it's a good day to adapt our lessons for that. And when you find something as you take your temperature, it's okay to incorporate it into your homeschool as well. And I really want to say that. I mean, if you find, like, you know, Hurricane Helene happened to Western North Carolina and we had to study hurricanes. We had to, you know, science curriculum and all that, but we added hurricanes to the study to understand what was happening and what was going on. And it gave us some peace because otherwise everybody was worried and distracted and, you know, where is so-and-so? We haven't heard from such-and-such and we're, you know, concerned. But when we studied it and brought it out into the light, it was on everybody's mind anyway. So we took our temperature and adjusted accordingly. I think that simple act every day of just checking in with yourself, even a couple times a day, where are we? Where are the homeschoolers? How are they doing, right? You know, if everybody's laying down, then maybe it's time for a nap or rest period, you know, right? If everybody's energetic and bouncing around, then maybe it's time for some physical education or a walk outside or some actual field trips in nature and things like that. We've got to be able to pivot as homeschoolers, right? We've got to be able to adjust at a moment. And that's the privilege we have. You know, other schools, this is their printed curriculum and they're going to stick to it for state standards no matter what. We are able to respect the curriculum and respect the standards and incorporate them and have an excellent education. But we're also able to take our temperature and adjust as needed. We're able to accommodate things that human beings go through. right? Human beings become tired or sick or thirsty or hungry or lonely. And we can accommodate those things and help to heal them in a homeschool environment. We can't just, we don't have to just tell people stay in your seat or be quiet or wait till after class. We're able to nurture. We're able to understand. And we're able to extend grace to ourselves as well. We're, you know, when we're having a hard time, we're able to say, I'm having a hard time, and adjust our homeschooling so that we have happy homeschooling, right? Happy homeschooling. Oh, how wonderful. Isn't that wonderful? So let's take our temperature right now. Let's just take your temperature. How you doing? It's not carved in stone. I know it's going to change later, right? But you can at least take it right now and have a little bit of knowledge of what you're feeling as you homeschool today. Yeah. Take your temperature. Just trust me on this one. You'll be glad you did. And take the temperature emotionally and socially and mentally and physical of your homeschoolers. And you sure will be on the path to being happy homeschoolers.
Come and save her. Let her believe it. Get on her knees and pray hard. Then pray hard and never look back. Once the world forgave you.
TalkTainmentRadio.com podcast is another way to go for those of you that's on the go. You can now get your favorite programs on most new cell phone technology. Let us work like a DVR and enjoy our podcasts for those shows you can't fit in your busy schedule. The Road to Featured Podcast. Type in TalkTainmentRadio.com. Go to homepage, scroll down to Featured Podcast, click on Play, or click on Subscribe for more programs. Or you have the option to download. Podcast is the way to go for you busy folks. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Another reason to come. Another reason to stay. Radio, the way it should be heard.
The COVID-19 vaccines can be our chance to get back to our plans, who we are, what we miss, to get back to each other, to life. But it's okay to have questions, like, how were the vaccines tested? In rigorous clinical trials among adults of diverse backgrounds, can the vaccines give you COVID-19? You cannot get COVID-19 from a vaccine. Why should I get vaccinated? Protecting yourself also helps protect the people around you. Find the latest information at getvaccineanswers.org.
If you don't clean up your room, the Board of Health is going to condemn it.
The Board of Health doesn't even know about your room. What's more, they don't care.
You know, if you keep making that face, it's going to freeze that way.
Not unless you're someplace really, really cold. Actually, a lot of the warnings moms hand out are a bit exaggerated.
If you don't get your blood pressure checked, you could have high blood pressure, not even know it, and you could die from a stroke.
But she's right about that one. Fact is, high blood pressure contributes to 200,000 American deaths each year, and a third of those who have high blood pressure don't know it. If they did, it'd be simple to treat. Call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1 or visit AmericanHeart.org on the web to learn more. Better still, ask your doctor to check your blood pressure.
If you run without scissors,
it's the least you can do.
Your daughter doesn't want to talk about why her room is a horrible mess. Your son doesn't want to talk about why he's wearing mismatching socks. Your spouse doesn't want to talk about their bad haircut. Families don't have to talk about everything, but they should talk to plan for an emergency. Pack basic supplies in a go bag, water, canned food, flashlights, batteries, medical supplies, IDs, and some cash. Talk about where you'll meet in case you lose one another. And of course, don't forget to pack the dog treats. Talk to your family and make an emergency plan. Go to nyc.gov/readyny or call 311 to make your family's emergency plan. Brought to you by New York City Emergency Management and the Ad Council.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Or? Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Hey, I'm Haley Kiyoko, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now is the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something, serious. I know you love me, I know you like using me wherever you are, but I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Presenting great moments in the history of 1-800-FED-INFO. For years, Americans have turned to 1-800-FED-INFO for government information. Make your own great moment. Call 1-800-FED-INFO. It's government made easy.
Well, hello, happy homeschoolers. Oh, I'm Dr. Dawn Karima, and I'm so happy I get to spend some time with you today. This is wonderful. I love it. I'm so glad that we have a moment to just think about our homeschool journey and really enjoy it and really just have a joyful, loving time of teaching and learning together. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, I think it's so exciting and I'm so honored because you could be doing anything with your time, because that's one thing homeschool families don't have a whole lot of, extra time. And you could eat a cheese sandwich, you could take a nap, you could go for a walk, and yet you're spending this time here with me. And that's not lost on me. I appreciate it. I'm honored. I'm thankful for the trust that this platform is placing in me to even share my homeschool knowledge and journey with you. I'm really grateful. I am. I'm grateful to you. I'm grateful for you. And I want you to be happy homeschoolers. And so I want to share with you something that I believe will just help you so much on the road to being happy homeschoolers. And if you're already happy homeschoolers, oh, it'll make you happier even. And here it is. Are you ready? This will help us. Now, I don't know about you, but I have seen that most of us that homeschool have incredibly high standards. We're really tough on ourselves. We can be perfectionists even. And sometimes that trickles over into our children. I've seen homeschoolers that expect their children to excel at a much higher level than they would be doing in school, brick and mortar school. And we want our children to be tremendous. We want them to live up to the gifts and talents that already are in them. And we want them to be great and to do great things and to have great knowledge. But we also want them to have great joy. We also want them not to be miserable. We also want them not to fear or dread learning. We want them to have joy. And so I'm thinking about a time in my life I was going through a really hard time. I mean, it was just awful. It was, I wouldn't wish it on anybody. And I didn't know how I was going to make it. I didn't know if I could make it. I didn't know what to do. I mean, this was awful. And my granddaddy was our pastor at our church and was for decades. And because he was a World War II veteran, there were many World War II veterans there and veterans of other eras as well. But there was one man that was there and he never said very much to me. And I don't know if he talked to many of the other people, but he had survived a death march in Asia during World War II. And then gone on. I mean, by the time I came along, these men were very elderly men. And he survived that ordeal. Now, I'm not comparing homeschooling to war, but I am going somewhere with this. Trust me, I am. And I saw him outside our church one day, and I'm not talking about religion or telling you what to believe or anything. I'm just telling you a story. And he was polishing the bell that they ring to let everybody know it's time to come in for church. And I saw him and I just blurted out of all the pain in my soul and all that. I simply said, how did you do it? I think I did ask him first. I said, I asked him, like, can I ask you a question? I think I said, can I ask you a question? He said, yes, ma'am. And then I just blurted out, how did you do it? How did you survive something so awful? And he stopped polishing that bell. And he turned, and I could see he was thinking, and he said, I lowered my standards. Well, my granddaddy came out, and they rang the bell. It was time to go into church, and I didn't get to ask him any more questions, and I guess I could have. I should have, probably. But I lived on a little longer, and sometimes that's all it takes. You just got to live on a little longer time to know a little bit more about something. And I understood the more time went on what he meant. He didn't mean leave your standards of hygiene or excellence behind. That's not what he was saying. But sometimes when you're going through a really difficult time and a difficult situation or a challenging situation, it's like if somebody's taken to the ER, they don't check their manicure. They don't look to see if their brows have been done, or if they had a pedicure recently. They look at the problem. They pick the most important problem and they fix it. They work on it. And I think sometimes as homeschool families, we have to be careful that we don't make unreasonable standards, that we don't add to the standards that already exist and then terrorize our children and break their hearts about them. Right? Like, for example, you pick a high quality curriculum, an excellent educational platform, and you trust it. And then you add to it, you take away from it, you modify it, you perfect it. But understand that there's never going to be perfect, because we're just not. I mean, you're never going to have the perfect homeschool day. You're never going to have a perfect. You might get 100 on the score on the quiz that goes with the curriculum, but there's still no such thing as perfect. And there's always a space for us to beat ourselves up. Well, I studied music with my kids, but I didn't teach them how to play 10 instruments. No, yeah, well, there's always going to be a space that even if you're excellent, which I believe you are, you wouldn't be listening to me if you were not interested in being dynamic homeschoolers. I mean, if you were trying to slip and slide and to be mediocre, why would you be sitting in happy homeschoolers class? You know, right? You just go be mediocre, right? The fact that you're even listening shows me you want to be excellent. It shows me you want to be dynamic. It shows me you're trying so hard. And I see it. I see it. I know you are. So please don't drive yourself into a perfectionistic gloom. You know, don't scream and yell at your children because they're not getting it perfect. Don't go round and round and round and round and round in circles because there's always more curriculum and there's always one it seems like that's hot. Like everybody gets this one. Everybody's using this one. And then 10 years later, everyone's using this one. You know, pick the one that works. When you get the platform, trust the platform. Do what the platform says to do. And then believe. Hey. And so that is one of the things I would like for you to do. I would like for you to trust you. Trust the platform. Trust the curriculum. Trust the co-op. Trust the program. Trust the classes. Trust the PALS live classes. Trust, trust, trust. We're not going to lower our standards and that we're not going to want any less for our children. We're not going to lower our standards by not teaching excellence and not being outstanding. We're only going to stop beating ourselves up. Okay? You know, when I... When I first started homeschooling, I was, quite an overachiever. I was like, oh, preschool. Okay, this is it. You're 2 years old. You should be learning all these things. And I had a mentor, a great mentor. She had raised six boys and they're all terrific. And she said to me, well, you know, there's always grade school. Like I'd say, do you think we ought to add this to preschool? Or do you think we ought to do this to preschool? And she's like, well, he's two and there's always grade school. And now sometimes I say it to myself. I say, well, there's always middle school. there's always high school. There's always college. There's always university. In other words, everything your children learn does not have to happen in your house, in your homeschool today. They can learn more things later. They can learn more things another day. But they don't have to learn things right now that they are not advanced enough to learn, right? And just because everybody else is learning it doesn't mean you have to learn it. It might not be the best thing for your homeschool. It might not be the best thing for your homeschooler. Because comparing yourself to other people will always make you unhappy. It will always set an unreasonable standard that nobody can meet, and you will be miserable instead of happy homeschoolers, which is our goal. So there will always be someone who, when you say to them, oh, today my child and I studied Baroque compositions by Vivaldi. They will say, oh, well, my child played some on the violin. And guess what? Both are wonderful. Both are great. Don't get uncomfortable thinking, oh my God, my child didn't learn the violin today. Oh, they learned what they needed to learn for today. And they'll learn more later, and they'll learn more later, and they'll learn more later, and they'll have a lifetime of learning. Because our main number one job is to instill a love of learning in our children so that they will want to learn and want to grow. And also so that we let them know that the love begins with us. We love you. We love you and you love to learn. And that is the secret recipe of happy homeschooling. I want that for you. I want that for you. And I want that for me. That's why we're going to be happy homeschoolers. Not perfectionistic ones, not miserable ones, not frustrated ones or impatient ones or angry ones or dissatisfied or disgruntled ones. We're going to be happy homeschoolers. And that starts with loving ourselves, loving our homeschoolers, and loving to learn. I'm Dr. Dawn Karima, and I'm so glad we had happy homeschoolers time together. I can't wait till we're together next time. Bye! Happy homeschooling! homeschoolers. Oh, I love it. Hello, my name is Dr. Dawn Karima, and I am so excited to spend some time with you today, sharing our happiness in homeschooling and building more happiness in homeschooling. Oh, I want to make sure that you know I'll never share with you about legal matters. Right? Every state, every province, every country, every nation, every territory has different laws about homeschooling. So please absolutely know what those laws are. What is your age that you have to report and to whom do you report? And there are some great homeschool associations that you can join. And they will give you all kinds of factual information, even the social media groups. There are some that are really legit, and then there's some that are, I don't know. So please make sure you have the correct information for where you live, your actual permanent domicile residence address. That is so important because we don't want to do all this and then get in trouble. So think about law and order. You know, we want to make sure that we write letters to the right people and we sign the right forms and we do the right thing. And I do absolutely encourage you to get involved with the homeschooling associations that meet your family's needs so that you have backup and your the latest information, you know, is there for you. That's so important. And there's too much of it. I won't be addressing it. So I'm just going to tell you that caveat and ask you to please make sure that you're up to date always and that you stay up to date because things change. Laws change, right? For example, the state of Ohio had a huge transformation in homeschooling, right? Now all you have to do is declare and that's it. I mean, you have a notice of intent, I guess it is, and that goes to your superintendent of a district. And I don't know all the details, but for example, that's a state I know of that has changed dramatically. And the laws that you had 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago, really different now. So you'll have to keep abreast of the laws in your permanent residence area. And I know for a lot of people who are doing road schooling or who are doing everything virtually, it's the permanent address that we usually use to talk about your homeschooling legalities. Don't be afraid to reach out for help. Ask, you know, join these groups that protect one another. And if you need to talk to a lawyer, if you need to talk to someone who can help you with this journey and the legal side, please do that. We also want to make sure that you constantly meet the state or province or national or federal requirements that you have. You know, sometimes people get enthusiastic about teaching what they like, and that's beautiful. But they forget that there are requirements by law as well in many states. You have to agree to teach certain topics and certain subjects and certain themes. And so I don't ever want you to fall behind. Right? You can select the courses you want to teach and the curriculum and the way you want to teach them, but make sure, please, that you meet every standard for your area. And in fact, I always encourage people to exceed the standard, right? Do more so that if anyone ever calls you on it or asks you about it, you can honestly say that you have met that standard and then some. And I think that especially about days, you know, we homeschool all year round because it's fun and it gives routine to our day and it's requested. Like when I say, oh, you know, we can take a day off because it's a holiday, people want to do school. I'm ready to learn. So we do. And so I really encourage you because some places require a certain number of hours or a certain number of days, and it's always good to have extra. And you never know when something will happen or change your schedule. And so it's helpful then to have extra days, right? The power goes out. You can't use your virtual classes to meet your needs. It's good to have a backup, right? Do you have some curriculum at your home? Do you have some printable material that you've printed out maybe or books you've ordered? Something that you can keep going and meet the number of days for your particular residence, even if there's a change. Right. We have a friend who does online school and her power was out because of Hurricane Helene. And she said, oh, my goodness, what am I going to do? And so I had to quickly get some things together for her so that they could keep schooling and not miss days and fall behind because of the requirements. So I won't specifically try to tell you millions and millions of places and what they require, because sometimes county to county, province to province, it's different on a reservation. It's different, in a territory. So I just want to make sure that we let you know that there are laws and we want you to observe them. Some places have different laws based on custody, or another parent. A non-custodial parent has to agree for homeschooling. So please, I mean, oh, absolutely. Please, I beg of you, find out the laws, find out the orders in your area of residence and follow them. The creativity should come in the curriculum. The creativity should come in the lessons, but not in following the rules. Follow them exactly. Well, I meant, well, everybody knows. Well, I just thought, Please meet the standards and the expectations that are legal. If you're supposed to write a letter, if you're supposed to fill out a form, if you're supposed to do something a certain way, please do it. And this is the part where I clap a lot, really loudly, for those of us who have chosen to join platforms that provide lessons and classes and curriculum for us. I'm a big believer in that. I love that. Start with a certified teacher teaching you a lesson on a live video class. Start with printables that they give you. Start with on-demand lessons that's provided. In a multitude of counselors, there is safety. And sometimes when you have people who know things and are wise and knowledgeable, it's great to take advantage of that, to avail yourself of that, and to know that that helps to keep you safe, legally speaking. I'm thinking about umbrella schools too. I know there's a lot of controversy about that, but I'm a big fan. I really am. I do like umbrella schools. And those are schools, many have been in existence for years. Many are religious, that basically help you with the record keeping and give you an umbrella, literally, so that when the state says, oh, are you homeschooling? You can point to that school and say, okay, I'm part of that school. Yes, I'm teaching my children. I'm home educating and all of that. But I also have an umbrella, right? I mean, if there was a big storm in the news and they said, there's going to be a big storm in the news, you'd take your umbrella. I mean, I hope you'd stay home, but if you can't, you'd take an umbrella and you'd be willing to use it to protect yourself from the rain. And so there's a lot to be said for the peace of mind that comes, especially for first-time homeschoolers or people whose background is not academic. Maybe if you don't have a lot of, formal education, because everybody has a lot of education if you've been alive. But formal education and degrees, a lot of times people feel more confident when they use a platform, an umbrella school, a portal of on-demand classes or live classes that have teachers, especially when you get to subjects that you may not be very great at. I mean, I'm going to have to absolutely rely upon expertise of other people for physics. Because I never took it. I was told it would destroy my point hour, so I did not go to physics class. And so I'm going to be depending then on, help. So as we talk about the legal areas, I want you to take a few minutes and do your research. I mean, too much research. Join some of the reputable and well-vetted groups of homeschooling. You can find them on social media. Or you can find them membership organizations. I feel like we all have to have at least one talk with experts. What is in your area? What are the expectations? I am so blessed because we had India Keith of the Homeschool Moms Network on my podcast not too long ago, and she really knows her laws. She really knows her assessments. I mean, she is an expert, and that organization is one that helps other homeschooling moms to know exactly what to do in their area and how to do it. And I'm thinking about, I mean, I don't want to give recommendations because I don't want to limit you. You need to find the organization that's best for you. But I'm thinking about how many times it helps to have someone answer a question accurately. Your local library, a lot of times, is a great resource for legals, and other homeschool questions. They have a lot of information, a lot of times about the state laws or provincial laws where you are. I want you to follow the laws. Yeah, we're not renegades here. We're not, we're not. You know, we are people who want our children to have the very best educational experience. And for us, we believe that's homeschooling. And if that's true and we really believe that, then it should be able to stand up to scrutiny, right? I believe that homeschooling is the best way for my children. And so I'm homeschooling them. And I don't mind filling out the necessary paperwork or letting people know or enrolling them in a platform that provides certified teachers and a high quality education for them. I don't mind that. I think homeschooling, you know, there are purists, for example, who say, like, if you use any forms of resources or online or anything else, right, umbrella school, then you're not really homeschooling. Well, I'm not going to pick that apart because I know that every family is different. And for some families, that might be what helps them to homeschool. And for some other families, maybe they don't need that or want that. But the point of homeschooling is liberty. It's freedom that we're allowed to live and move and have our being in ways that are a blessing to us and to our families, whatever that means. But I also don't want you to be surprised. I don't want truancy officers to show up at your door and say, why didn't you fill out the paperwork saying that your child is not going to go to public school? And I think when people start homeschooling in preschool, they forget, because there's no natural progression, that you do have to alert someone. You have to fill out the paperwork or the forms or the letter, whatever it is your district requires. You have to let them know that your child's not just truant, they are being educated, home educated. And a lot of times it's a very simple process, but people just don't know they need to do it. So please, that's your assignment right now for this particular Happy Homeschoolers. I want you to take some time and make sure that you're completely compliant. If you're taking your children out of school, what do you need to do in order to homeschool them? If you're just homeschooling all the way, like we did, like we are, you know, we started with preschool and here we go, right? And so what I want for you is to law and order. Yeah, law and order. I want you to follow the rules, the directions, the legalities, so that your child's education is valid. It doesn't do any good to do all this work and all this time and all this effort and all this love and then find out your child can't go to college because they don't have enough hours for you to issue a home diploma, or find out that they've done so many things and they forgot or didn't do certain subjects that are required by law, right? If you're the best homeschooler in the world and your child doesn't meet standards, okay, what's it all for? Right? I mean, we want them to have empowering education. We want them to have an education that allows them to have the life that they desire. Sometimes when people ask me, what's my goal for homeschooling? I think they think, oh, scores and honors and all those things. What I mean is the desires of their heart. Anything they want to do, I don't want their education to be the reason they can't do it. I want them to be able to do it and do it well and do it wisely. So take some time and find out the rules. I know this is the part nobody likes and it's not a lot of fun, but it's super important. Remember the foundation of your house? If you get the foundation wrong, it's all wrong. So please take some time, make sure that you're compliant. If you need to fill out forms or paperwork, if there's someone you need to talk to, you need to call an attorney, you do it. You do it. But you do everything you have to do to make sure that your children are legally homeschooled. That whatever you're teaching them meets with the criteria and the requirements, that they'll be able to get diplomas and graduate and do the things they dream of doing. We don't want to hurt our children by homeschooling. We want to help them. And following the laws and regulations and standards of our areas is a great way to do that.
Silent, it's key, oh, go. Silent, it's key, oh, go. Yeah, oh Lord, can you come and save her? Let her believe they get on her knees and pray her, then pray her, and never look back once the world forgave.
You've got the power, the world's greatest radio, talktainmentradio.com.